Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show and a very happy July 4th. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake alongside the man who electrified Biloxi last night in TJ Shuck. TJ, thanks much for joining us.
How are we doing?
How are you doing? 11 strikeouts last night, 6 shutout innings in front of a packed house at MGM Park. How fun was that?
Man, it was awesome. That was one of the best atmospheres I've ever pitched in. I'm thankful for the opportunity to pitch in front of a crowd like that. I wish we could have won the game, but I'm sure the fireworks were good. Everybody had a good night, hopefully a safe night, but really appreciate the support and everybody coming out and watching us.
How fun was it, too, to make a spot start in that kind of atmosphere and then strike out 11 and go 6 innings?
Yeah, no, it was kind of unique. I didn't know I'd be starting until Will told me a couple days, maybe like 4 days before. So I was kind of getting mentally prepared for it. I did not think it was going to be that big of a crowd, but it was definitely fun to pitch in front of them and have a little bit of extra energy there, give me a little motivation. So it was fun.
What was it like when you walked out to the mound for the first inning, looked around and just took everything in?
I kind of did that as soon as I walked out of the dugout to warm up. So, I mean, there was already a lot of people there, more than a usual game. I mean, I don't know how many we get for a regular game, probably 2,000 to 3,000, but I mean, it was just crazy. It's such a sight to see from the mound. I mean, you really never get to see a packed ballpark too much, so it was really cool to look around and see just a ton of fans everywhere. So,
for you, it was really like back in your college days where you went to South Carolina. You would, if you didn't pitch Friday or Saturday, you start on Sunday. And in the SEC, it's usually a packed house whatever day of the week it is. How much fun was that for you to kind of go back to your college days of making a spot start and then doing well?
Yeah, no, it was great. Founders Park definitely fills up the stadium for sure. It definitely brought back some memories coming out of the pen, starting here and there. I mean, it's always fun to get out in front of a crowd like that. I mean, they bring the energy just from being there and making enough noise, you know, make their presence known. So it's always fun to pitch in front of a crowd like that.
I think the best way to describe your role this year is a flex role. You've started some, you've been in relief some, you've gone back to starting, you've gone back to relieving. How do you keep a level head when sometimes you're leaving, sometimes you're starting, sometimes you're in the rotation, sometimes you're out in the bullpen throughout the year?
Yeah, no, I mean, they kind of just told me in spring training just to keep an open mind. You know, that's kind of what I've been doing, trying some different things out, different pitches, started throwing a two-seam. So I'm working that in a little bit. Just having an open mind and always coming to the ballpark, having that ready mindset no matter what I'm doing, even for the day, for practice, and just adjust accordingly. So, I mean, usually when you start games, you get a little bit of a heads up, so you always get a couple of days to prepare for that, which is nice. But with the bullpen, you got to be ready every day, and so I learned that early on. Some of the guys were telling me about it, so it's good to get some advice from some of those guys and apply it to my game. So
now off the field, one of the biggest things you do is you play the guitar. Not only you and Noah Campbell seem to have some pretty good jam sessions going on in your apartment. How did you get into the guitar?
Yeah, so back in 2020 during COVID, our season got shut down. Unfortunately, my girlfriend broke up with me, and so I started playing guitar because I was bored. And I figured girls like guys that play guitar, so that's kind of what motivated me to learn. And then about a year into it, I was like, you know what? I actually enjoy this. Like, I don't care if girls like it or not. I'm gonna continue doing it anyway because it's fun. It brings me joy. And so now this is my third year playing, so I just kind of play as a hobby. Would like to get into playing some my own stuff, and then eventually hopefully play some covers of, you know, songs I like. I'm a big Van Halen fan, AC/DC, ton of different, Metallica, big Metallica guy. I like hard rock, classic rock, all that stuff, so I enjoy it for sure.
How did you start to learn the chords, and what was that process like learning the guitar?
So I bought a little, I think it was like $150 guitar, kind of a cheaper one to get started because I didn't know if I wanted to commit to it fully. Definitely hurt the fingers first couple months. Once you build that finger strength and the dexterity, it gets easier. But yeah, I just started with that, and then as soon as I got better, I bought a little nicer guitar, a little bit easier on the fingers, and then I bought my first electric. And then I really enjoy electric more because you can play different sounds, different tones, which makes it fun for me. You can bend better, all different types of things. So I really enjoy playing both, but mainly I stick to electric guitar. So
you and Noah Campbell have gone back and forth. We talked about this a few weeks ago about how you and Noah Campbell just get after it in the apartment with the guitars. How much fun is it to not only you play, but to have your roommate play it as well?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out something we can play together, but it's kind of hard to do that because, one, we're in an apartment, so Benny and Jarvis used to live above us, and I'd get to the field one day, and he's like, Shook, I could hear you playing for like an hour this morning, and it was like 10 a.m. or something, but I've tried to cut it down just a little bit, but it's hard not to play loud. That's how you're supposed to play, so.
Well, especially Metallica and Van Halen, you can't not play that loud.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Especially as a pitcher, how important is it to have a way to release off the field and get your mind a bit off baseball?
It's nice. You know, it's baseball is stressful enough as it is. I mean, most people who've played know what I'm talking about, but a lot of fans sometimes don't understand how difficult it actually is to go out there and perform on a day-to-day basis. But having a guitar or having just a hobby in general, it's something to, like, keep your mind sane, keep you, like, calm and relaxed. I mean, you got to find something you enjoy doing and do it outside of baseball, because if you're 100% baseball all the time, you're going to get stressed out. It's going to be even more difficult for those tough days. But when you have good days on the field, you can go home and enjoy yourself doing something else too. So it's always nice to have a hobby.
Biggest question, what's your favorite song to play?
I really enjoy Enter Sandman by Metallica. I can play a little bit of some AC/DC songs. Thunderstruck's hard, but I'm trying to think of another one that I'm really one of my favorites. I'm learning More Than a Feeling by Boston, the solo there, which is pretty hard. But I try to learn as much as I can, just play any song that I like. You know, I get bored, so I'll look up new songs to play every day. So I'm just kind of at that point where I pick a song and I almost try to learn it, and then if it gets too difficult, I'll move to the next one. So, yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on the big start last night, and best of luck on the continued journey with the electric guitar.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 4:05.